Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, back with another edition, the final Friday edition of the Real Ass Podcast, live here on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. It's also not only the final Friday show, but it is also the final YouTube stream. So if you guys are following along on YouTube, this will be the last time you'll be able to get the entire show on YouTube. If you guys want to join the fucking party here, you guys can go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You sign up for a 14-day free trial. Yeah. Use the promo code RAP, RAP, and that will give you a 14-day free trial. It'll give you $1 off the normal price of $7. So it's just $6 a month. You get to enjoy our show. You get to enjoy all the other amazing shows. The SDR show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, High Society Radio. Chris Tinkle and Ricky Bones have Hammer Fisting. Yeah. They've been resurrecting that bitch like a motherfucker.
Yes.
And also the brand new Game of Thrones reaction show, Say It Ain't Snow. Which has just been fucking phenomenal. That's they're nailing it, dude. I've listened to a bunch of other Game of Thrones podcasts because we were planning on doing this show, and they are legitimately, in my opinion, the funniest, most interesting, most exciting. Those guys are real deal. Here's Chris Scopo, who's not here. I'm going to introduce the team in a second. Let's see. We'll get Scopo. Scopo, what's up, dude?
I'm outside.
Yeah, I know, and we fucking started already.
All right, I won't come in. No problem.
What'd you say?
You want me not come in?
You know what I don't like? I don't like how fucking easily you said, oh, fine, I won't come in, no problem.
Dude, he just beat you.
Go fuck yourself.
He just beat you by being like, okay.
All right, cool, I'll go home.
I thought he was going to grovel. There was no groveling.
Nothing. By the way, I probably would have let him come in if he would have groveled just a slight bit. I'm a man with a heart of gold. Everybody knows that.
Well, okay? As soon as he said, I'm outside, I was like, oh, and he's like, okay, cool, I'm going to eat the sandwich I bought anyway. I don't give a fuck. What a dude. Good for him. Dude, that was the only time he was funny.
That's
holy shit.
He went out on a high note.
It's making me so fucking angry right now that Chris Scopo would show up goddamn late to this show. Zach and Miko, international superstars here.
Hey, buddy.
Chris Tinkle's here.
Yes.
Yeah, guys. So make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Sign up for the trial for the entire network. If you guys don't have a lot of money or if you just want to support the show directly, you can also sign up for just the Real Ass Podcast. It's just $2.50 a month. You get access to our show, live feed, chat, the message board. You get the show 5 days before it comes out. It will be live on Wednesdays, coming out on Mondays on iTunes. That's it, right?
Yeah,
that's all right. That's the plug. So also, let's get our other plugs out of the way right now. Chris Tinkle, you got anything coming up you want to plug?
Yeah, I have a bunch of dates coming up in Philly and San Francisco and I think Oregon. Check my website and also buy my albums.
Nice. What's your website?
ChrisTinkle.com.
You got to say your website. You think they just fucking know, dude?
I mean, it's not that hard. I'm the only Chris Tinkle out there.
You're a terrible promoter. You know that, right?
Because I don't like it. Yeah.
You got to promote, baby.
Okay, well, ChrisTinkle.com.
Can you give it a little more umph?
It's not that hard to fucking figure out.
Can you do it like I do it?
What? Oh, yeah. Promote. Well, you're ridiculous.
Go. You got to do
17
it.
Nicknames.
Do it. Come on.
Hey, you can check out all my dates at Lewis. Wait, no. Actually, it's my website. ChrisTinkle.com, everybody, for all your Chris Tinkle needs.
Zach, anything coming up you want to plug?
Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Snapchat me at Zach Amico. And real psyched for a naked roast battle happening at Skankfest.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to fucking be killer.
I think that's going to be the biggest show of Skankfest. I think people aren't even going to be able to get into the room at that point. You guys can go to my Instagram, Gomez Comedy, GomezComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, all that good stuff. A few dates coming up. May 13th, that's next Friday, 1 week from today. Myself, Dave Smith, and Dan Soder are going to be at the Hustler Club in Detroit. Detroit, which should be a ton of fun. We're recording a bonus Legion of Skanks podcast that night as well. So come out and hang out at the Hustler Club. You guys can grab tickets at hustlerclub.com. Just choose the Linkin Park Detroit one. Also, Skankfest tickets are in pre-sale. We've sold about half the pre-sale tickets already. We haven't even announced a single comic on the lineup except for Zach, apparently. But that's going to be at creeklic.com. Skankfest is June 18th and June 19th. An entire weekend of skanky-themed shows. We got the Naked Roast Battle. We got Next Generation Filthy. Big J also, he's going to be doing What's Your Fucking Deal. I think Ari announced that he's going to be on it as well. I talked to Bobby Kelly last night. Very good chance Bobby Kelly's going to be on it. We're just going to, we're a little bit, little teases here and there, okay? Kurt Metzger, lots of amazing comics. And those aren't even the fucking big guys that we're going after to get to come on, to get to come out to Skankfest. It's creeklic.com. Pre-sale tickets, you save $10. You also get a free Skankfest t-shirt, which is pretty fucking amazing. Let's get real, guys. All right, those are the plugs. Those are the plugs. Let's see now. What to talk about today? I wanted Scopo here, okay?
Why?
Because, I mean... Because last night we went to go see Civil War.
Oh, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm going, like, right after this.
Okay, so you don't want to know what happens?
No.
Okay, I don't know, guys.
I have my tickets in 40X, where they shoot fucking sperm and water and... air at you.
It was great, I'll tell you. But here's the thing. I'm an easy fucking mark, okay? Because are you just putting it on Tinkle now? Yeah. I can't believe Scopo didn't even fucking act like he wanted to come in here for a second. It's making me so angry right now.
That's the best movie
he
could have made.
We switched our show to Wednesday specifically because Scopo couldn't make Tuesday. Because he has to do Bobby fucking Kelly's podcast. And I was like, you know what, dude? I want to make sure Scopo's on this shit. Doesn't make his life too hard. And we make it a Wednesday show. And he just like, all right, dude, I'll go home. I'll go to sleep now. He's a fucking scumbag. He's a fucking scumbag. What am I going to say here? He really is. Guys, also, if you're following along on the chat, if you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, please push your comments in the chat on YouTube, which we do have a chat on GasDigitalNetwork.com as well. Maddie, pull up the chat on GasDigitalNetwork.com and see if anybody's using that.
If I do that, is it going to loop us?
You know what? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't fucking do it. Yeah. Forget it, Maddie. But I wanted Scopo here because he saw the movie with me last night. And
that way we get two idiots' opinions on it?
Yeah. Bro. I'm going to cut his fucking mic. I'm sick of Zach's shit. I'm going to fucking end Zach's career. All it takes is me cutting Zach off, and then what does Zach have? He doesn't have the Roastmasters. He doesn't have any podcasts that he's on.
And then you don't have any jokes. So, I mean, I don't know. That's a bold move, Lewis.
And I also stopped taking jokes from Zach.
He did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't like how cocky Zach was getting when he would give me roast jokes for the hosting the Roastmasters. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. I'll do it my way. I don't fucking need him anymore. I don't like.
I'll just yell where they're from.
Yeah, exactly. He got a little too. Well, you know what the other thing is? I didn't like introing people with the jokes because it took me out of like the hosting mode. I was like, you were like watching me try to remember jokes in real time. Mm-hmm. And I watched them do it over in L.A. at Roast Battle, and he doesn't do it that way. I may start doing roast jokes just for the judges. I may start, like, introing them with roast jokes again, and I won't take them from you, cocksucker.
I won't take them from you, cocksucker.
I will not take them from you, cocksucker.
Wow, what was he doing? Was he like after every punchline was like Zach standing up and like pointing at, you know, with a thumbs up at him? Like
kind of. He would come in, he would make these little fucking comments and blah blah blah.
When? What did I say?
You made some comments and I was like, you know what, I don't like Zach's cockiness. I'm creating a fucking monster. And I don't like it. I don't like him feeling like he's better than me. He should feel exactly where he's at in his career. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
two or three levels below me.
I mean, like, he could be excited about, you know, if you have a joke that crushes and he did it.
Well,
I mean,
here's the thing. No.
You can't go around and hand, you know, cards to everybody. And be like,
I'm the biggest fucking Zach supporter. I'm the guy. I'm the guy who says Zach's the fucking man. I'm the guy who got him into the Big J roast. I'm the guy who told everyone, hey, dude, Zach. I mean, literally, Zach, when the Roastmaster show comes out or the Roast Battle show comes out on Comedy Central, there's a chance Zach could end up writing for that fucking show because I'm the fucking guy who told everybody that Zach's the shit. Zach would just be a fucking weirdo on a street corner handing out Comedy Club tickets talking about comic books. And then the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake comes out and says, you know what? I knight Zach, the funniest motherfucker on the planet. And then everyone's like, oh, Zach's the man.
Wait, so Comedy Central is going to have a roast battle show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see fucking Rachel Ray versus Bobby Flay. Fuck. They ruin everything.
Yeah, they really will end up using just like famous people.
Oh.
It sucks. Because the best, what's funny is
No one's going to be able to bomb because they're just going to make everyone seem like for their fucking killing.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to have brilliant young comics write their roast jokes.
Yeah. And
but it's so funny because the people that are really good at the roast battles aren't the more famous comedians. They're not the headliners. It's usually people that are like, they're really just good. They're solid writers that maybe don't have... I don't want to say his name because I think he's a good comic, but one of the comics that's like great who does like some of the main events, he's just not really a known comic at all. He does like a lot of open mics and shit, but he told me the other day, he was like, dude, I wish this could just be my career. He was like, I love doing this because it's a certain fucking niche, and if you're good at it,
yeah,
it's awesome. And you watch it with a lot of like young comics, you're like, wow, dude, they can't really go up on stage and do that well in a regular set, but then they go and roast and they're fucking phenomenal. You know, and then you watch a lot of the main events or a lot of the bigger name comics do it, and you watch them just fucking die, you know? But I think, look, it's Mike Vecchione said it best. It's just really an exercise in writing, you know?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to edit.
Yeah.
And then you also can't go up there like you're doing bits, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's like hard to do well.
Yeah, it's such a specific skill set, you know? And I think it's probably helped you with your regular stand-up, no?
Yeah, it's given me a little more confidence and helped me find myself.
That's really it. That's the funny part because stand-up, I watch a lot of comics who have shit fucking jokes, and it's all confidence. It's all they have a ton of confidence, and then they go like, if a comic that didn't have any confidence said that same exact joke, it would just die a death. And that's a very big part of it. Just going up on stage, owning the stage, making eye contact with people in the crowd, feeling like, oh shit, I'm fucking supposed to be here. I'd say it's half the battle in stand-up comedy. This is why just time will help. You could do a joke, you know, in the beginning of your career, and then you get three years into your career, and you can be doing the same joke, and you're killing with it now because you didn't know how to actually project it onto an audience, you know? But I'm going to fucking roast battle you again on this show, Zach. We're going to do it again.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sure.
You guys can go check out me versus Zach in the Real Ass Roast Battle with Judge Mike Vecchione. Were you here at the time, Tingle?
No, I don't think so.
Zach fucking murdered me.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. I put it out there.
It was pretty fun. It was pretty great.
He just like, it was like a 3-year-old fighting an MMA fighter. Just getting hit in the face over and over again. It was pretty brutal.
I think if you land like the first big shot in that thing, I think it's pretty hard to come back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. You kind of set the tone for the audience, and then they expect you to bomb or expect you to win. But it's so funny. You watch me in that moment. I'm not confident doing that. Like, it really, a very big part of it is the fact that I don't have confidence that in that realm the same way that I have confidence in my stand-up. So funny. All right. Winter Soldier, whatever it's called. Civil War. So I can't tell any spoilers.
No.
Do you know the characters in it?
Yes.
Okay, so fine.
I fucking have a TV. I've seen, there's like an older black dude, and there's a new black guy, and there's a
ton of black guys.
I know.
Ton of black guys in this superhero movie.
Ice hockey all of a sudden?
Yes, SNL.
Why do you think they're having a civil war?
It really is like the what do they call it? The diversity movement is spilling over into our superhero movies.
Yeah.
No Puerto Ricans, though.
No Asians either.
Yeah. And by the way, Puerto Ricans and Asians don't even bitch about it. Mm-hmm. There's no Puerto Ricans on SNL. There's no Asians on SNL.
I mean, Puerto Ricans can like have kids just fucking once. And that's enough superpower, really.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, okay.
That was terrible.
It was okay.
That was terrible.
It was okay.
You know what it was? I didn't have confidence.
You had no confidence.
As I started saying it.
Can you try it again with a little bit of confidence?
No.
Can you Lewis
no, because no, as I thought of it, I'm like, this is dumb. And then I already started saying it already, and I was like, I have no... Yeah,
but there really is a diversity movement in the industry now. I don't get anything for it. Like I mean I've not nobody's ever been like Puerto Rican guy, boom, he's the guy. They don't give a shit. I think it's because I act too white. You know, I need to act more like a fucking Latino. Can we get some sort of like salsa music?
Yeah, you need to like mix in one Spanish word per joke.
Yeah, or I gotta like say it with like a Spanish flair. You know, hey, have you ever been raping a chick? Then she wakes up and she's like, get off me, you're hurting my cabeza.
And then, yeah, that's good.
See?
That's really good.
All right,
I can see fucking NBC signing you right now.
I don't speak any Spanish at all. I don't hold on to my Hispanic heritage. And I was raised by all white people. There we go. Is that some, what is this? Salsa? There we go. I like it. Maddie, you could probably just.
Are you guys ready for your headliner?
Hey, hola. My name is Luis J. Gomez. I really do. I correct people from calling me Luis. I'm like, come on. It's fucking Luis. I should embrace it more.
That's you making yourself white.
Yeah.
People want you to be brown.
But you know what? I don't think they really do. I think it would be very phony of me to come out and pretend I have any sort of culture.
Now it would.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Like when
all...
you do that joke about your grandma, you could be like, oh, she made the best arroz con pollo. Just you really should, get him in.
You should have seen the Mexican pizza she could put together. And I can't do it. I have no culture at all. And I feel like...
How great it would be because Louis just doesn't know Spanish food. Be like, oh, my grandmother used to make the best loaded stuffed grillers. Her Crunchwrap Supremes were muy fabuloso.
Fucking Crunchwrap.
I didn't even know any of the Hispanic people in my family. I knew none of them, okay? But here's the thing. Hispanic people, I don't know if it's machismo or I don't know what type of pride it is. We don't really try to inject ourselves into the diversity movement. You never see Hispanic people up in arms. Even with Donald Trump, who we'll talk about him a little bit today, I don't really feel like it's too many Hispanic people that are pissed off. I feel like it's young white people that are pissed off for Hispanics. And Hispanics just kind of think it's funny, you know? Who's going to build the wall? Mexico. It's just funny.
And true.
Because it's not like they're going to vote.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they can't.
But, you know, I don't know. Like,
Asians are actually mad because that new Marvel movie,
Doctor Strange,
they cast that fucking white chick, Tilda Swinton, to play like some old Buddhist male monk.
Skinny Bobby Kelly? I saw the trailer last night. pull up Tilda Swinton and...
Apparently it's like an Asian character.
What's the movie called?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. It looked dumb. I didn't like the trailer. You know what's funny? Another thing that's really changed about movies, which I just don't like because of the internet, it's not exciting for the trailers anymore. I've seen all the trailers already. You know? It was a thing that me and my mom and my sister would show up a half an hour early, sit down, have our seats, the trailers would come out, you'd freak out because they premiered some trailer, and now any trailer that comes out, the studios have to release it first because people will just take a cell phone video of it and then release it.
Or it'll come out on TV the night before, like on Kimmel.
Yeah, I hate that. I really hate it. It was a very big part of the movie. It was nearly my favorite part of any movie because I was guaranteed to see some previews for a movie that I didn't even know existed. And now you go to like websites and you see everything that's coming out 2 years in advance. They don't keep any secrets anymore. What's the last secret they kept in a movie? Tom Cruise in
Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder was like a big secret. Nobody knew that he was going to be in that movie. You know,
Johnny Depp was in Tusk, but nobody gave a shit about Tusk.
I didn't even know that. I never heard of that movie.
In Kevin Smith's horror movie, Johnny Depp was a main character in it.
I had no idea. Yeah, pull up the trailer for, not the actual trailer, just pull up the image of Tilda Swinton, because I don't want to get bumped off of fucking YouTube.
I feel like the only movies that keep cameo secret now are like comedies, like big ensemble comedies.
Yeah.
That like Will Ferrell movies have crazy cameos, and you don't know who's in it.
Yeah. Is that the chick? Yeah, she looks like skinny Bobby Kelly. Pull her up on the screen. Yeah, I didn't think it looked great. It was too confusing. I feel like I watched the trailer and I was like, there's no way that this is not going to be just way over my fucking head. What I need in a superhero movie is a nice simple plot, some big action scenes. I don't need, if I fucking nod off for a second, that's why I like Batman versus Superman. You can go to the bathroom, get some popcorn, come back 8 minutes later, you're like, I didn't fucking miss anything. They're just fucking crashing shit.
You can
shit.
Leave for 2 hours and come back and not miss anything.
Yeah. Well, did you hate Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, I thought it was.
What I like about a movie is it doesn't emotionally invest me whatsoever.
Yeah. It's just like stuff blowing up.
A superhero movie, yes, 100%.
I think it's dumb that we have all these movies where these people have these amazing powers and all they do is punch each other.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of them having powers if they're just going to fucking karate fight?
Not in Civil War. They do some crazy shit in Civil War. Spoiler alert.
I'm going to fucking jump across the table and slap you if you fucking ruin it. You know, 3:30, I have tickets.
3:30, right after this.
Yes. I'm going to walk. I'm going to go get a fucking salad like a man.
Do you know who Black Panther is?
Yeah.
Do you know who the guy is in the movie?
Oh, like, I don't know his
name.
But...
out of the cast, when you...
I got it down to two.
Yeah, I mean, there's three black people in it. I know the other two, so he's the third one.
Am I wrong? Were the Black Panthers sort of a militant hate group? Do I just not know my history? Maddie, let's guess the news.
They kind of were. I don't know if they're a hate group, but...
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
What were the Black Panthers?
I think they were more of a reactionary political group. Like, I think they were more like the Guardian Angels originally, like the guys that patrol the streets to keep people safe.
I just remember from Forrest Gump, the Black Panthers in that movie, they seemed pretty fucking militant. They had guns and shit, and they were like banging out that chick with AIDS. Like, it was...
I think it's like any other group. Like, you have your nice ones, and you have your fucking ones that are crazy.
Yeah. I mean, any other group?
Yeah, like the Klan. No, like the Klan has people who just go around giving people free fruit and cookies and stuff.
No, the Klan is they're all fucking shitty. You know, I don't know that the Black Panthers is the equal opposite of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't think that they are. But I mean, what was their whole thing? It was kind of.
It's more black power, not anti-white.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
There were White Panthers who, like, worked hand-in-hand with the Black Panthers. I'm serious.
but they weren't as fast and as cool as the black ones.
Pull up some information on the Black Panthers. Pull up the Wikipedia page. I want, Maddie, let me know about the Black Panthers. I want to learn today because I think it's hilarious that there's a superhero named the Black Panther, just in general.
I want to learn about the White Panther.
They should name a superhero after the Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Man. How cool would that be?
That's Klan Man?
Klan Man?
The White Hood?
He just, like, shoots up, burning crosses out of his wrist?
Maddie, read me a little information about them. In real time, buddy. I know you have difficulty reading sometimes.
Funny. The Black Panther Party, or BPP, was a revolutionary black nationalist and socialist organization active in the United States from 66 to 82, with its only international chapter operating in Algeria from 69 until 72. All right.
Can you not fall asleep while you're reading it?
No, this is very boring to me. Sorry.
Maddie's a little racist, guys. It should be known. Maddie does teeter on the racist side. I don't know. I mean, I always kind of thought of them as a borderline terrorist group. I really did. And it's probably me just being ignorant. I have no idea. I know that it was, you know, they just, didn't they, like use violence during the civil rights movement?
I think I think there are like a few instances where they did some stuff that was a little sketchy like that, but
that wasn't the point of the movie.
Yeah.
I think that was actually like looked down upon by the rest of the movement.
Yeah.
That
did it's like the LA riots. Is there some people who were upset, so they were breaking shit, and other people were like, I'm going to take a flat screen now.
Yeah.
Because I'm poor.
Yeah, but you can't condone people fucking destroying their own city, you know?
You know whose mom was a Black Panther? Was Tupac's mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Who just died.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did.
She was killed by Iron Man.
By a White Panther.
Yeah. Black Panther's pretty badass. He's got little fucking claws that come out, like, ping! Like, they're fucking little just tiny itsy-bitsy claws. But he's a pretty badass character, you know?
And then he goes to make the fist and goes, ow!
Not cool.
Ooh, that's smart.
Who is that cartoon character? Ow!
Thomas Dale. Snagglepuss. Thomas Dale is just Snagglepuss on stage.
Pull up a Thomas
Let
Dale.
Let me give you a blowjob. I'll suck your cocky.
I'd like to suck your cock right off your body. Put your jizz in my mouth.
It really is Thomas Dale.
Pull up Thomas Dale. He really does sound just like Snagglepuss. And you know who? Somebody pointed out on the ONA subreddit back in the day, and it might have been the Legion of Skanks subreddit. But and we'll pull this up too. Corinne Fisher, who I really have no problem with anymore. I don't really care, but she does sound like the Asian reporter Trisha Akanawa or whatever her name is from Family Guy.
Akanawa.
Yeah, dude, it is fucking hilarious. So funny. Pull up both of those as well. But pull up Thomas Dale stand up. You can put it in the screen. Thomas is great. He's a really funny comic.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I love the straight boys though. They're so fucking cute. You know, close your fucking legs. I'm working here. I'm trying to work. He's got his legs open. No, you kid. I love the straight boys. I got like a fetish for straight boys, you know? I'd pay you $200 just to suck your cock.
Let me suck your cock.
$200, I swear to God, cash money.
Play
you know
with
what I'm
the
saying?
Balls.
And I tell the straight boy, I'm paying for authenticity, okay? If I'm down there doing the thing and I look up and you're enjoying that shit, I want my money back. I better see a tear coming out of your eye.
Yogi, don't come in my mouth.
All right, that's fine.
You better go home and bundle up in the shower and cry.
That's fucking funny. And then also, pull up two videos side by side while we're talking about this. Pull up Trisha Takanawa and then also Corinne Fisher stand-up because it is fucking phenomenal. I mean, it's so funny how she has the exact delivery.
But look, yeah, I don't want to give you any spoilers, but it was actually excellent. And it was excellent specifically because there wasn't that difficult to follow the plot line. Like, look, little things, right? Like, I remember, I don't think I saw all of the Captain America movies, right?
It's only two of them.
No, there's Captain America Civil War, Captain America Winter Soldier.
And Captain America.
And Captain America.
Yeah, that's three of them, fuckface.
Well, there's two other ones.
Before this one.
Yes.
Okay, right. I don't think I saw them all. Or maybe I saw it in parts and I fell asleep. I remember the one guy that's got the little diamond in his head, and I don't remember exactly how he was made, but it didn't really matter. It just didn't matter. You know, it was nice and easy to follow along. You know, there's one dude, I know I fell asleep at one point, and then I woke up, and I was like, all right, he's here now. I don't know exactly what happened.
This is the fucking worst endorsement.
It's great.
I've ever. It's so easy to follow along. I fucking fell asleep. It's great.
How is that a bad endorsement? It's an easy to follow along fucking superhero movie. They break shit. They fight each other.
Because now I'm worried.
Why are you worried?
Because you think it's awesome because it's easy to follow, and then you took a nap, and you're fine. Like, I'm a little worried.
This is why it has such a high Rotten Tomatoes thing, because most people are dumb. Most people are like me, and they don't want to follow a three-hour-long plot line with intricacies and specific, you know, references from comic books that you have to really be invested in. If you have all that shit, it just takes me out of the movie a little bit because I don't care that much.
It's fine if it's smart.
If I want to go see a movie like that, I will go see a movie like that. And I do every once in a while. I want to see, like, a really great movie. Superhero movies should not be Academy Award-winning movies. The screenplay should be like a best screenplay writer for fucking The Amazing Spider-Man. Fuck off, dude. I want to see that motherfucker shoot webs out of his wrists and kick dudes in the face. Is that crazy? Am I crazy in the chat?
I mean...
It can be both.
No. Captain America Rotten Tomatoes Civil War has a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. 90% liked it out of the audience. I mean, it's a real deal, man. Are you playing this?
Hang on. Still putting it together.
Okay, thanks, Maddie. Yeah, I think that's
that
what...
Chick?
That's Corinne.
Who is that?
Don't just play the audio. You don't gotta actually show the video.
So you just want the audio for both?
Yeah, play the audio for both, because I don't want the fans to fucking be mean. I don't care anymore to attack people, but I think it's just funny that she sounds like
Trish. Oh, is that one of the unfuckables or whatever?
Takanawa first?
Yeah, go ahead. Good, do talk.
With the imminent disaster, Trisha. Diane, I'm hearing. Thank
right,
you,
well,
Trisha.
I guess that was the worst possible fucking
leave.
Clip to pick.
Maddie, I want Scopel here more than I want you.
Dude,
here.
We can't preview the clips sound-wise.
How is that possible?
I probably could have noticed, though, that a tree hit her 2 seconds in and not done it either way.
How can we not preview the clips?
I can't play anything.
That was mesmerizing.
Putting it out.
Okay. Well, I guarantee there's a fix for that.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Ralph!
Dude, Maddie the other day fucking crushed it on Hammer Fisting with all the clips.
Yeah?
Because he gives a shit about that show.
Yeah. Maddie stopped caring about the show as soon as we got him, gave him on Hammer Fisting, as soon as we got him on Part of the Problem, then all
and
of a sudden...
we stopped giving a shit about Maddie when Dana told us she put ecstasy up her asshole.
Try to find another clip, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got? El Commandra says, no, Lewis. All right. Bendover says, well, great name, Bendover, superhero movies are gay.
Okay. That's
RJ Stewart says superhero movies don't deserve seriousness.
Cog.
Let's see.
These fuckers are taking a stand this morning.
K. Vazzi says, Batman finally killing people makes me happy, which really made Mike Lawrence furious. That's another thing. I don't mind that. Mike Lawrence's like, Batman doesn't kill people. It's the worst movie of all time. I'm like, no. Batman was kind of a fucking pussy before because he would throw his little batarang and hit the gun out of the bad guy's hands.
Yeah.
You need to fucking put a bullet. Let me tell you something about bad guys, all right? These motherfuckers are career criminals. They're going to kill people, and they're going to hurt people and rape people and maim people. The Joker's fucking henchmen, they're psychopaths. Have you seen these people? You don't just fucking knock them out and then let them go live another day. Put their fucking head on the curb, you fucking shoot a bullet into their goddamn head, and you put them down. That's what I want to see Batman do. I don't understand it. Batman was flawed when he wasn't killing people. It's a fact.
I guess.
Batman should not ever use a gun. Never.
All right, then you know what he does?
He's Batman because his parents got shot.
Then make it more brutal. Beat him to death with a hammer in front of his kids. That's what you
when
do,
did
Batman.
Batman have a gun?
And
Batman vs. Superman is gone.
I fucking really wasn't paying attention to that movie.
Yeah, you hated it.
Yeah, I tuned out after like 20 minutes. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
You fell asleep.
No, no, I can always tell like how bad a film is based on how many like text conversations I have going. And I think I had like, there's like 32 messages sent in the first hour.
Maddie.
So bad.
Gotta play it. You got it? You got it now?
I'm so serious.
Yeah. Okay.
Newest luxury hotel. Diane, I'm standing outside the Park Barrington Hotel because they don't allow Asians inside.
Okay.
All right.
Now this is Corinne Fisher.
Bad at picking out guys in general. Like, case in point, I once unknowingly dated a cocaine addict.
Oh, wow.
I had all right, no idea it. He was a dick.
Dude, that fucking news reporter is way funnier.
Dude, I had no faith in you until that last line.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, no, she's cute. I have no problem with her anymore. I'd smash.
Yeah.
I, in a weird way, I kind of want to smash now. Only because we hate each other so much, I feel like this sex would just be out of control.
Violent.
Yeah. She'd fuck me like Batman. She'd be fucking killing the Joker's henchmen.
Blue corner. Oh, yeah. Straight up.
All right. Let's fucking, Maddie, speaking of movies, Maddie, you did the funniest thing you've ever done in your entire life.
I don't know why that got so much attention, but.
Because I reposted it. You had 10 likes on it before I reposted it.
From you, I meant.
Yeah. No, it was.
I said way funnier things.
You've never said anything nearly as funny as this. Pull up the post. Do you not have it pre-set up?
No, you know what? I thought you were going to make fun of me for it, so I didn't even.
What do you mean? Why would I make fun of you for it? I loved it. Yeah, it was the funniest thing you've ever done in your entire life.
Other than rob that old lady.
besides strong arm an old woman for her iPad.
It was a Kindle.
Whatever.
He thought it was an iPad because he's retarded.
It was probably like an old school one, like one of those black and white ones also.
Maddie, here, pull it up to the chat. So there's a movie poster. You take a picture and it says, who are you going to call? It's a Ghostbusters poster. And he just posted men. Which is great. Just a great post. And I shared it. And finally, Maddie got the credit that he deserved.
Oh, is this me being a nerd? That poster bugs the shit out of me because there's no question mark.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
That bugs me so much.
It's a statement.
Dude, I don't know. Have you seen that trailer? Ooh.
Oh, it looks like dog shit. Oh. I couldn't hate it more.
Yeah, it looks
so bad.
I think it officially became the most hated trailer on YouTube.
Yeah.
And somebody shared the post with me. I think it was the dude from Silicon Valley, the Indian guy, Kamal. Mm-hmm. He posted, finally, hateful, you know, bros have figured out how to use YouTube. It's like, no, dude, it's just bad.
Yeah, dude, if that movie was like Will Ferrell and Jack Black and those were the jokes in it, it would still be a horrible trailer.
I just feel like you don't need to remake it with just women. It just seems so phony.
Disingenuous.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's like
a stunt.
You're just doing it just to do it. And the fact they got it's almost like a mockery of itself. They have the one black chick. They have the one
doing
nerdy
black lady shit.
Yeah.
Yelling, that was slapping
the, yeah,
people.
That was
hitting
the
her kids.
Only thing. Yeah.
Collecting welfare checks. Wait, what? I didn't see the movie. What happens? No, but like, you know, and then they got the nerdy chick that looks like Egon. And it's like everybody kind of like
plays. There's
got
to be a fat chick in everything now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of, it seems forced. What I would rather is remake the Ghostbusters, throw a chick in there. I don't mind if they threw a chick in it.
You know? Here's a fucking idea. Some of them are still alive. How about just fucking have the Ghostbusters in it and then new people?
Yeah.
You know what makes me so, in this new one, everybody's in it not as themselves. Dan Aykroyd, fucking Bill Murray.
Oh, they're
all
in the
movie. It as other people.
That's
like, not as
dumb
the
as
characters.
Fuck.
Zach, if you don't this Halloween just paint your entire body green and go like with just like underwear on as Slimer, you fucking stink. That'd be a great costume
it would be
for
really
you.
Funny.
I'm being Goldust for Halloween this year.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm really going out on this one. I'm getting the blonde wig. It's going to be fucking awesome.
This is me nerding out, but the reason I'm so mad about this Ghostbusters, you guys know who Max Landis is?
No.
Yes.
Max Landis is a screenwriter. He does really good YouTube videos. His dad was John Landis, the famous director.
Yeah.
He put all his scripts he's ever written online. He wrote a treatment for a third Ghostbusters that is gave me fucking chills.
Yeah.
And it's basically like Ghostbusters is now like a franchise all over America that's kind of failing. And all the ghosts in the world get released. But there's parts of it that are so So one of the Ghostbusters is like this kind of like weird, aloof, heavy metal dude. And his backstory, you find out halfway through the movie, is he can see ghosts all the time, kind of like Sixth Sense style.
Yeah.
And when he was a little kid, he grew up with his grandma. And when he's like 12, the cops come to his house. He's been living with his grandma's corpse since he's 2 years old.
Oh, shit.
And he didn't know. He just lives with the ghost. He never knew.
It's like a darker fucking version of Ghostbusters.
It's so good. And everybody's in it. It makes sense. The Bill Murray cameo rules because they like call him when shit goes bad. And it's just him on a beach hanging up.
That's funny.
The whole thing. And then the whole thing is Egon's dead. And his daughter's the girl on the team.
There is a girl on the team.
Yeah, there's a girl on the team.
That's great.
And it's Egon's daughter. It makes sense. And the whole movie, what she does at night is because he like accidentally crossed over to the ghost side.
Yeah.
So at night, she just listens to white noise trying to find him. And in the big climax of the movie, she's like, she can't shoot the gun. And then his voice comes over the white noise and tells her she can do it. And it's awesome.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
Sounds like it's missing a black lady going, this is how we do it in Harlem. That's what it's missing. That's why these guys.
Y'all's is crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
He's actually an awesome filmmaker, though.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He did a American Ultra. Which is pretty good.
Yeah, look, I just think that it almost creates a guttural reaction, you know, where you go like, oh, I fucking hate that movie. As a dude, you go, it's like, oh, yeah, man, I hate everything about that movie. And I like the actresses in the movie. I think they're all funny chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're all good in other shit.
Yeah, but they made them not funny.
Yeah. Cool. It's just, I think it's going to probably do really bad. Is there Rotten Tomato on that? That's not out yet, is it?
No, it's not out yet.
The Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Find out, Maddie. I saw another post on Facebook. There was a guy in a Ghostbusters costume, and it said, the new Ghostbusters is not for you. And then it had right next to her like a split screen. It was a little girl in a Ghostbusters costume. It's like, it's for them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, look, they're not funny, as we've all been saying. You fucking happy now? You just proved the point then.
But it's just like, was there really, was there little girls who love Ghostbusters so much that they needed their own version?
My sister loved Ghostbusters. She wanted to fuck Peter Venkman when she was a little girl. That was like her thing. She had a crush on Peter Venkman in all mediums. Like she fell in love with him on the cartoon. And then she was like, oh, I kind of want to fuck Bill Murray now because I'm into this cartoon. That's the way, like, it's so funny because
Bill Murray, I think, could fuck any woman in the world.
Yeah, maybe. He's fucking great, dude. I wanted to get him on Legion of Skanks because he does shit. He just shows up to shit. And I feel like just with a strong enough pitch, we can get him on. But, the way girls, think, it's so telling because my sister was, 8 or 9 at the time. And she really liked the character of Peter Venkman. So it's like, it didn't matter that it was this old, weird-looking dude with pockmarks on his face. She was like, oh, I just really like his personality. You know, we've always been, dudes are just visual. It's like, I don't give a fuck about our personality at all. We just want to fucking put our dicks in something hot. But yeah, man, yeah, that movie's going to blow. And, you know, as we're talking about like guttural reactions as well, I wanted to talk about this. Can you pull up the picture of Trump that he tweeted?
Yeah.
Wait, it has 95% on Rotten
Tomatoes? Well, it's, no, it's not, no reviews yet. It's got 95% want to see it, which
is 95% of people want to see it?
Which I guess makes sense. A lot of people want to fucking see how bad it is.
Really? That's surprising to me.
I don't know. I mean,
that's also the kind of person that goes on Rotten Tomatoes and thinks everyone needs to hear their opinion, though.
Yeah.
That's not the regular person.
So Trump tweeted out a picture of him eating at a Mexican restaurant.
No, it was him in his office.
Oh, it was in his office. He was eating a burrito bowl?
Didn't go in there. Come on now.
What was he eating? A burrito bowl? What did it say? Happy Cinco de Mayo? Best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Oh my God.
It's a picture of him eating a fucking burrito bowl.
Yeah, shouldn't the president's office be nicer than that? I feel like he's got a shitty little office.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's much nicer than you think.
It's a picture sitting on the floor.
Yeah, look.
He's got his fucking taco bowl on top of like paperwork.
What if
too? That's
just his taco bowl office?
Okay, that's
yeah. I'm pretty.
He's got like a different office for everything that he wants to do. I mean, he's a fucking billionaire, billions of dollars. That's crazy. That is so much money.
God damn it! It would be so funny if it wasn't so fucking scary.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
It's
right?
So that we're just talking about disingenuous. Literally, I love Hispanics. That's gross.
Yeah. Look, he's a troll. He's trolling America. And here's the thing. He might be our next president. There's a good chance that this fucking buffoon is going to be our next president. And look, I don't even, I'm not one of these people that are going, oh, Trump's racist, Trump's crazy. You know, some of the policies about not letting Muslims into the country and building a wall, you know, for Mexican immigrants. When you break down the policies, they're not actually racist policies. That's not what's really going on. But that's not even my problem with it. That's my problem is he's inciting racists. He's bringing all of the people that think it's okay to say, I hate Muslims and I hate Mexicans, yeah, out of the woodwork. And it's making them go, okay, well, that's cool. It's a leader of the fucking free world. He's a president of the United States. He's going to be, or possibly. It's like, if he's saying this type of shit and dumb fucking people, the only thing they take from it is that Muslims shouldn't be in the country and Mexicans shouldn't be in the country. Yeah. Then people just feel very, you know, they feel very open to kind of share those types of opinions. And the type, he's just, I mean, look, I say all the time, we're very like, you know, I play the other side of it a lot where I'm like, I fucking hate, you know, liberals and I hate lefties and I hate these young feminist chicks. And the reason I hate them is because they're bigoted themselves. But you have to recognize how bigoted the things that Trump supporters are thinking and saying are as well. We're just doomed. We're doomed. And it's like the lefties are creating somebody like Trump and creating this kind of like backlash. But then all the people that are following Trump and the people that want Trump to win, you know, anybody that openly likes Trump, they kind of seem like a bigot. Am I crazy? Maddie, are you voting for Trump?
Yep.
See? Point proven.
He's getting every person in the country who's like, I was thinking it, and you fucking said it. Like, dude, it's like that classic. And look at Maddie. Look how happy he is.
Yeah, it's just 8 years of people being mad at black guys president.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it. I think it's just aggravation over everything that's been going on over the past fucking 10, 20 years. All the PC nonsense.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. And I agree. We should get rid of the fucking the PC nonsense. But we don't need the extreme.
If your ceiling's leaky, you don't burn the house down.
You've never been to my house. I almost burned it down recently because the ceiling was leaking.
I think it's just dangerous. I think we're on the brink of a civil war.
We can't send that guy to other countries to talk to leaders. He's going to say stupid shit.
One of the things that I noticed when I've left the country plenty of times, but the first time I left the country, I went to Amsterdam. And I remember just the attitude towards Americans in other countries is you guys are fucking just buffoons.
Amsterdam's probably biased because Americans just go there to act like assholes.
Yeah.
It's not like they're there to like check
act
out
like assholes. Act like real ass dudes. Get some hookers, smoke some weed, motherfucker. Boom. All day, bitch. Let's do it.
High
five me. So, yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's going to incite that much more of that. I feel like it's dangerous. I got a fucking little boy who, he may only be a quarter Puerto Rican. He looks like a little Puerto Rican, okay? He looks like a little tiny fucking Hispanic kid, okay?
He could sell Chiclets tomorrow.
Easily. I don't need to live in a country where people feel as it's okay to point their finger at him and call him a spick. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the type of people that Trump is bringing out of the woodwork.
There's some of them, but there are also some people who... Yeah. Think of it, you know, in a totally different way. It's not.
Movement. What's that way?
And no one's going to point at him to his nonsense. Face and say that.
Yeah, that's all.
What kind of nonsense?
The same shit's been going on for the past how long? How easy is your fucking jobs now?
What do you mean? Oh, with comedy?
Yeah. How fucking great are they
now? You know, you're right, dude. I agree. The PC nonsense blows. But I put it on a scale.
There's too much forced acceptance. It's the whole fucking same problem boils down to the fucking Ghostbusters movie. Why are there four chicks doing a
Ghostbusters
movie?
You're right. It sucks. Because I don't feel as if we should live in a country that's going to tear itself down because there's a female Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
We can talk about it on a podcast. To be honest with you, that type of shit makes my job a little bit easier. When a movie like that comes out and a trailer like that comes out, I go, all right, well, we could fucking spend 20 minutes talking about how much that movie fucking blows. It sucks. You know, but is it enough to make me go, you know, I mean, I feel like we will be attacked by, there's more likely to have homegrown terrorists, more likely to have people attack this country, like actual legitimate fucking attacks. And if you put it against Hillary Clinton, who I know is a war criminal, and I know she's, you know, not necessarily the best choice either, but I go, I don't know, man, at least, I'd rather a corrupt politician than an absolute buffoon that's just inciting idiocy. You know, like, I don't know.
We're not even basing this on any true evidence.
Because he has presented nothing policy-wise.
What did Obama fucking do the last 8 years? And everyone gave him the benefit of the doubt when he hasn't gotten the job yet and everyone's already shitting on him.
Well, he's been a politician, dude.
Maddie, why are you voting for Trump? I want to know the reason.
He just, I can't think of the fucking, I don't know, I feel like I'm on the spot right now. You know, anybody who's the kind of person I am. Like, it's, you know, I'm very
racist. Yeah, dumb.
Exactly. Yeah. Shut up, you fucking fool.
But what do you mean? What do you want me to say here? Like, there's no, you're not giving me a little, like, I'm not voting.
Right? What of his policies makes you happy?
Everyone else is so full of shit, and he's the only one who seems like he's a little bit honest.
He's kind of full of shit, too. Hold on. He's full of shit, too. When he posted, hold on, let me say this, Maddie. When he posts a picture of him eating a burrito bowl saying, I love Latinos, he's making a mockery of how full of shit he is.
Yeah.
He's admitting it.
Look, instead of being a Ted Cruz, he's just
full of
shit.
It's a real ass move. I'll say that. Real ass dude of the week. Oh, God, I hate to give it to him, but real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
I'll give it to him. Real ass dude of the week, Donald Trump. But because he's a real ass dude, it doesn't mean he's the best guy for president.
Who's better than him right now?
I think Hillary. I think Bernie.
Really?
I think any of them are. I think anybody, almost anybody in the world is a better option. And I'm not even talking about his policies, and I'm not even talking about him as a person. I'm talking about the type of people that are supporting him and the type of freedom that people like that will feel to, I mean, you see, it's dude. It's fucking banana. And I know it's a lot of people on the left that are going to these Trump rallies and starting fights, but we're tearing each other apart. College campuses, people are punching each other in the fucking face because this guy says,
because he's
trolling the country, dude. And when you troll people, what happens when any of us get trolled on the internet? You go, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an actual reaction. So they're doing it to him. He's doing it to them. So it's these two extremes. We need to be somewhere a little bit more in the middle. Okay. I don't know, man.
I mean, you're right about that, of course. But we haven't been in the middle of the past 8 years or fucking before that.
Yeah, we have. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. People are really getting along now.
Do you think that Obama
Race relations are great.
Do you think Obama is inciting violence, inciting hate? Come on.
I think when he comes out and says, oh, Trayvon Martin could have been my son, and it makes it a whole white
thing. He could have been.
Thing.
Hold on. He could have been.
He could have. Dude, black.
He might be.
Yeah,
he doesn't know where he put his dick.
Or maybe,
Obama's a smooth
or
motherfucker.
Maybe fucking Obama's son would never end up in a position where he's robbing people.
Well, here's the thing. Look. I hate to be this fucking lefty asshole here because you're right with the Trayvon Martin case. I agree, dude. He was a fucking.
And you think his father was in the picture?
I think all he meant was if his kid was wearing like a hoodie and he was a black dude, there's a chance that he's going to look more like he's doing something bad.
Yeah, if you are, hold on, if you are a black person, you are more likely to be harassed by the police. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that there isn't problems in the black community, but that is an absolute fact. If you're a black person, just looking at the numbers, you're more likely to live in poverty. And because of that, you're more likely to be a criminal. These are just facts.
So a black guy in a nice car is going to get pulled over 5 times more than a white guy in a nice car.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because maybe some other fucking asshole's committing crimes, but does that make it necessarily fair? And I think that's the point that Obama was making.
Yeah, you go with the, well, that's a,
I mean, look, dude, I'm not that guy. Believe me, I'm not the guy going like, oh, fucking Black Lives Matter. I hate all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe that incites racism as well. I believe all the shit in Ferguson, I believe that was legitimately wrong. And I feel like the left movement, I feel like the feminist movement, they're inciting hate. But for the same reason that I feel as if they're inciting hate, I feel like Trump is inciting hate.
On the
opposite
side,
but aren't you a hypocrite then? If you hate that, right, and you think that they're inciting some sort of fucking, some sort of reaction and some sort of, you know, equal and opposite reaction from the right, wouldn't you say, well, no, we shouldn't be doing that as well? It's just being hypocritical.
I hate the hypocrisy of it.
I think you should be saying, you know what, I hope they go to the convention and they pull him and they put in whoever the other fucking guy is. What's his name?
Marco Rubio.
Oh, fucking, no, he's been out for a long time. Cruz?
No, Cruz is out. But what's the other guy?
Kasich, he's out too.
The guy that was gonna
Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Oh,
wasn't there a rumor that they were gonna
want it
when he goes to the convention? They can just Proposition 88 or whatever the thing is, pull Trump out and then put in Mitt Romney.
The convention's not happening. He's getting the fucking
dude. In Back to the Future, Biff's character when he becomes like that was
Donald
based
Trump.
Off a fucking Trump dude. It's crazy, dude. He's a fucking mockery, dude. I don't want
people
looking at our country this
way. Fucking game show for saying racist shit, dude. And then while he's fired from Beyond Television, we're gonna let him be the president.
Yeah, what was his racist thing that he said?
And it's like it's kind of shame on the people who are like, you know, fucking Hillary and Bernie. Like, shame on all those people for not at one point in any of these things or being in the media being like, dude, you're fucking, like, calling him out on any of this stuff. No one's, like, everyone's dancing around it and no one's saying it.
I think some of them just need to be like, dude, you're...
I think that he's going to fucking... He's. We live in a culture now where everybody wants to be a rock star and on TV, and he's just... He kind of stirs that type of emotion up with people. They go, oh, I liked his TV show. I'll vote for him. Middle America is stupid as shit. You know, and I feel
the only reason Donald Trump is possibly going to be president is because Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't born here, so he can't run for president.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's scary, dude. I think it's a scary time. Whoa. I think you talk about all that shit in Ferguson. That times 10, dude. People are going to burn down the fucking streets. And I think that's scary. I think it's not worth it. It's not like it's this dude who people really believe in and go, you know what?
Yeah.
He's the best choice for this country. If he's just a reaction to feminists and lefties, I mean, really, it's worth our basic civil war on our soil? Get the fuck out of here.
I think it's actually cool that a lot of people are excited about him only because he's not a politician and he's someone who's like self-made. And that part is cool that people are like, all right, we're tired of the bullshit. So we want someone who's like totally new. That part's cool. It's just the wrong dude.
Yeah.
We can't have a president who shaved Vince McMahon's head in the middle of the ring.
Well, yes, we can. You shut your face. Naming cool things that he did now. Shut up, Zach.
No chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
He fucking took a stutter from Stone Cold, dude.
I don't even mind.
That's pretty cool, though.
I defend racism half the time. I don't think racism is the worst thing somebody could have. I don't even necessarily believe that Donald Trump is a racist. I'm not even saying it has anything to do with that. I'm just talking about the actual reaction of people, and I don't think it's a good thing to have a guy that's just going to incite that much hate.
The leader of the free world needs decorum. You can't have a dude who's going to – he talked about when his daughter was born, he said in an interview, I'm not sure if she's going to have big tits like her mother. You cannot have that guy be president.
So I just looked up the word decorum. Behavior in keeping with good taste and propriety.
Yes.
Hold on. I got to look up propriety. Propriety. The state of quality and conforming to conventionally accepted standards of behavior and morals.
Yeah, basically on, not saying, I hope my daughter has some fat tits.
Yeah.
That's basically not doing that.
Yeah. Maddie, you still haven't given me a reason why you're voting for Trump. I gave you the reason. Except for that you're a little racist pig.
I gave you the reason.
Because he's phony, man.
Everyone else is full of shit, and he's not.
Dude, okay. They're all.
Let's go with that one.
They're all full of shit. Full of shit. If you think that anybody, here's what I accepted, right?
Less. Business,
everybody who is going to be president is going to be a lying fucking scumbag. We don't know 10% of it.
Yeah, you
don't know anything.
Maniac to be president.
People have to be a sociopath to think you should lead the free world.
Yeah. You have to be insane to spend like $100,000 on each vote. Is what like
Hillary had her own emails on her own hard drive. It's like, okay, so what? I don't know. Really, if that's the shadiest thing that our president has done, is she had her own hard drive of emails.
She also probably killed a guy, but you know, whatever.
Or did she?
Yeah. No, she had classified emails on her home server. That's the whole issue. It wasn't because she had runchy emails.
No, I didn't say because she had runchy emails. I said I don't give a shit about that. I believe that presidents do way shadier shit.
What's fucking Lance Armstrong doing? We should have him be the president. He's a sociopath, dude. He'll take us to the fucking
promised
land.
I think anybody that's like super successful in any sport has to be a sociopath.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is legitimately like a psychopath.
Anybody who's a millionaire, I said this on another show, anybody who makes that much money, you have to be a narcissist. You have to really just fucking think about yourself all the time. So anybody that's successful to that level where you have millions or billions of dollars, self-made, you have to be constantly thinking about yourself and constantly thinking about how to better, not necessarily better yourself, but how to move forward and succeed. Most successful comics are sociopaths.
They said CEOs are like, I think, three times more likely to be diagnosed psychopaths.
Yeah. Dude, fucking Lance Armstrong, he was lying, and then he started suing people that were accusing him of lying. It's fucking nuts, dude. That's like next level sociopath.
The balls on that one bald motherfucker.
Yeah, and then he's like
the ball
like,
on that motherfucker. On that That's guy. How that joke
Yeah, I know. I heard it after I said it.
What did Donald Trump say? What are you pulling up here, Maddie?
Oh, well, I found this. I don't know if this was it or not, to be honest. But it was April of last year, so maybe. Our great African-American president hasn't exactly had a positive impact on the thugs who are so happily and openly destroying Baltimore. I don't understand, like, if that's even the tweet. I don't even know if that's a tweet.
So you're comparing Obama saying that Trayvon Martin could be his son to the fucking crazy shit that Trump says.
Wait, what? Say that again?
You're comparing Obama saying that Trayvon Martin could be his son to the crazy over-the-top shit that Trump says.
I think it was just a dumb thing to say. This kind of makes a little bit of sense.
All right,
we're still fucked, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing is there's more Maddies than there are us.
Yeah.
And Maddie's one of the fucking...
And Maddie's all right. Yeah, that's the scary one. Maddie's an okay dude.
Statement, though. break it down and explain what's wrong. I don't see a bad thing here.
It's not like appropriate.
Because thug is code for nigger, Maddie.
Yeah.
That's what people say because they can't say nigger on
Twitter.
That's
what people accuse people who say thug.
But hold on. But why would he even point out that he's our great African American president? What he's trying to do, he's trolling.
Well, I don't know the context.
Hold on. Keep it up. Put it on the screen. He's trolling both sides there, right? Our great African-American president, because when bigots see that, they go, yeah, this fucking nigger. And then when the left sees that, they go, what the fuck? Fuck you, Trump. What he's doing, it's like a fucking movie villain. He's getting everybody emotionally invested. It's very transparent, dude. When you see a tweet like that, I go, that shouldn't be the president of the United States. That should be a guy who writes movies. That should be a guy who hosts a TV show because he understands how to get a reaction out of everybody.
I know it's like cliche at this point to say it, but it's very like Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Are you someone who believes that he was elected because he's black? Largely in part.
Because
people wanted to see a black president.
It's not that people want to see a black president. I think that when the option was presented to them, that definitely really helped with his campaign. We're in a time right now, we were talking before about SNL and diversity and these movies that have all these black superheroes now. Yeah, we are in a time right now where people, you know, on both sides, black and young white liberals, they go, oh, yes, we need that. And, yeah, I think that sucks, too. I don't think somebody should be elected because of the color of their skin.
So do you think that if Hillary's elected, it'll mostly be, or at least partly,
I think it'll be because Donald Trump is the worst option on earth. I think if Hillary gets in office, it's because enough people, even on the right, are going to go, we can't fucking put this guy
in. You don't think it's supporters of a female president?
No, dude. I don't think anyone likes her, dude.
No, because then she would have been president already the last couple times.
She sounds like she's fucking constantly nagging for me to take out the groceries. Every time I hear her fucking talk.
No, against a black guy. I think women, and you watch it, women's suffrage happened before the civil rights movement.
I'm saying it's harder to beat that ticket than...
What?
I'm saying it's harder for Hillary to beat Obama than it is for her to necessarily beat Trump. Because it's just another white guy. Whereas she'll be the female
candidate.
I don't
even know why I'm letting Maddie talk. I don't understand what he's saying. He's just mumbling. He's mumbling non-thoughts.
I think that Obama, he was also black and he was also cool and he seemed like he was fucking competent. If like he didn't seem like he was competent, then he would have got voted in.
Right now, we're at a time where it seems like a goddamn circus. Our whole political system seems like a circus, and it's funny. But then you step back and go, wait a minute, I got a fucking kid. I got chips on the table now. I used to not really give a shit. You know what I'm saying? But now that I got a kid,
that's racist, by the way.
I have a career.
Fucking call his own kid a chip.
These dirty chips eat with their tacos. They need to go back and build the wall. Yeah, let's move on.
Can I answer the question that I was leading into with that?
Yes, answer your question.
So if she gets elected and his next fucking thing is our great female president hasn't done great things for such and such, are you going to call him a fucking sexist at that point?
No, well, he's being a fucking sarcastic asshole.
Yeah, of course. He's trying to incite a reaction.
I don't think it's racist, though.
I didn't say it's racist.
Oh, that's
Maddie, I didn't say it's racist.
He got fired for racist stuff, so that's why I pulled it up.
He did get fired for racist. He got fired for the shit he said about Mexico.
Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah. Right, the wall thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that before? I fucking found this.
Maddie, stop
for no
mumbling. If you're going to speak, at least speak with a little bit of conviction. It's driving me out of my mind that you're having this much time speaking on my podcast and you're not even doing
which
it.
Which actually helps out our argument because he found other racist shit that he did on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, you can find lists and lists of racist shit that he said. I hate to use the word racist because I don't give a fuck if people are bigoted. I believe everybody is a little bit bigoted in their own way.
Yeah,
they have their own stereotypes.
In the car with the windows up.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. It shouldn't be screaming it from the fucking mountaintops. Let's go with the MMA segment. Maddie's got to make me happy again.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day. Let's get it on!
Goddamn, still gets my fucking...
It's the best.
Blood pumping, dude.
I get really just enraged when I go out to like a bar and they don't have the sound up in time for this like the whole intro. It makes the whole card. So anyway, no real news, but big rumors.
Yeah.
In the world of Conor McGregor and one Floyd Money Mayweather Jr. They are rumored to have a fight lined up.
Boxing match.
A boxing match. Thank you. Sorry, doing like 10 things at once here.
Tango just spit Pepsi Max all over his microphone.
Oh, fuck, this is going to be the first knockout Floyd's had in like a decade.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Oh, goddamn, he's such a fucking idiot.
I saw this on BJPenn.com, so you can't really trust what BJPenn.com says.
He can't box him.
I saw it in a bunch of places, though.
He can't box.
He can't box.
He couldn't box Nate Diaz.
No, it's not going to happen.
And look, don't get me wrong.
No, he's under contract, though. It's not going to happen.
No.
Well, that's the thing that Sherdog was alluding to. It's going to be a real problem for him to fight
outside
of his contract.
Listen, like, everyone who's tried to fight outside, and dude, fucking Couture had Mark Cuban on his side. And that's how fucking tight those like contracts are.
UFC contracts are tight, but I'll tell you right now, dude, if they decide to do it overseas, I could see it happening. I know for a fact that it becomes an entirely different story, and it's a way trickier situation. If they said, hey, we're going to do this in Ireland, Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor boxing match, and we're going to pick a date 3 months from now, and the UFC could try, but I don't believe that the UFC's power would reach overseas. I think it would end up being a big thing where they could sue him or they could do some crazy shit like that. But, yeah, man, I could easily see that happening.
Really?
I don't know much about international law and contract law, but I know it's a different story, and I know there's guys that are suspended in the UFC in the States, and then they go and fight overseas. I know the commissions here will suspend guys for steroid use, and then they'll just go and fight overseas. I've seen that happen.
With who?
A few guys.
With who, though?
I'm trying to remember names. I don't know. But it's happened.
Because I'm thinking if that could happen, then like Randy would have fought Fedor in fucking Russia.
Unless he didn't want to fight him.
He wanted to fight him. He fucking quit over it.
Look, here's the other thing, right? Other X factor that we might not know. You know, what if fucking Dana and company says, all right, go do it. Go fucking box.
Go get, yeah, that'd be good. They actually should let him because he's going to get embarrassed. And
knock
he's
him down another peg.
What's up?
Take him down another peg.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, dude, boxing.
The only reason I think it would be against their best interest is it would make UFC look not as good as boxing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's going to happen either way. To be honest, it's probably just another troll job by Conor McGregor.
Of course.
But he would get absolutely annihilated.
Yes.
Annihilated in a boxing match against Mayweather. Look, he's a solid striker. You put 4-ounce gloves on this guy, he can knock out other 145-pounders, right? With these big fucking 10 or 12-ounce boxing gloves, him going against Floyd Money Mayweather, who that's what he does. He hits and doesn't get hit. McGregor's dead. Oh, fucking... burping.
Oh, no. It'll be, I mean, first round. First minute. Probably.
Maybe.
I mean, like, the shit-talking will be great. But no. The fight, I mean,
is there any scenario that we could see the UFC letting this happen?
If they just want to be more like, you know, keep fucking run your mouth, dummy.
Matty, pull up one of the articles. We got to read it. Let me do it, too.
I did not even know this. That's exciting.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's crazy.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
There's a few. The story originated out of The Sun.
He's also the guy who woke up and was like, hey, I'm fucking back on the card. And they're like, no, he's not. I mean, he's doing whatever he can to make himself relevant because he tried to play hardball and they told him to fuck off. And then he like went on the internet and was like, all right, guys, seriously, I'm sorry, man. Can you let me fight?
Uh-oh, bloody elbow already shuts it down. Reports of Mayweather-McGregor boxing mega fight are false. Justin McConnor McGregor looked like on the verge of losing his power struggle with the UFC. The Irish sensation has turned the tides and put MMA's premier promotion on their back foot. According to the British news outlet The Sun, isn't that like...
It's a British tabloid.
Yeah. And let's see, Ariel Helwani stated there's absolutely no truth to the rumor. Yeah, they just ran with
whatever
it.
He can, dude.
We just did it. We did the same fucking thing that everybody else did. We heard it, and then before we checked it, we started talking about it.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
You think he's like trying to show them that he might quit, retire from MMA, go to boxing, fight Floyd one time, then fucking retire? Maybe that's like his next play.
Did you hear the thing Lewis said, that it's not true?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if that's why he's putting it out there.
No, I think he's a... desperate motherfucker who tried to challenge a billionaire as a millionaire to a fucking battle of balls, and he lost horribly, and he should be on dieting right now and taking the hydroxy cut because he's gonna have to fight 145 pounds.
Yeah, well, they're saying that
suck my dick.
A lot of people are saying that he's not gonna make 145 again.
Well, guess what? Too bad.
Yeah, that he's gonna relinquish his title, that he's gonna get destroyed by Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Fucking later.
Bisping told me yesterday on the countdown that he was getting drunk with Joe Silva, the matchmaker in the UFC. And one time he was just like, Joe Silva was just having like a real moment with him, and he was just hammered. And he was like, you know, to be honest, he was like, the power is all in my hands. He was like, I can make any match to make anybody lose. He was like, I know exactly the way everybody fights. I know exactly the worst matchups for anybody. It's fucking matchmaking all the way. Styles make fights.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor gets his ass handed to him by Khabib, gets his ass handed to him by Frankie Edgar. I mean, there's guys, if you want to put him at 170, throw him against GSP for the biggest fight at 170 of all time. GSP will lay on top of him and hump his little Irish ass for 25 minutes.
He will
straight.
Come twice. I was telling this to like Maddie the other day. I was like, I've never been sold on Conor, and I don't like the whole brag about how much money he brings to the company, because that doesn't really, at the end of the day, that should go away.
He's black Irish.
Oh, what was it? I mean,
you get it?
Oh, no.
The black Irish is a thing, and black guys brag about the money, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I get you.
Okay, never mind.
I thought it was going to get way more racist than that. I was grabbing hold of the table.
He's black Irish. He's eggplant Irish.
I've never been sold on him because I think there's an entire side of the 145-pound weight class that he never had to fight.
Yep.
There's an entire group.
They gave him an easy path to the title. Yeah. They gave him to get a title shot off of Dennis Seaver is laughable. Okay, Seaver's a fucking journeyman who spent most of his career at 155 pounds. It's just not. It was very obvious and transparent that they wanted Conor McGregor to have a title. And now that Conor's being a dick, it's kind of they're going, all right, motherfucker, we will take everything from you. The people that defend Conor and go like, oh, dude, what he's done for the UFC has brought more dollars. You're like, no. The UFC allowed him to get that big, and then together they created an environment where they could bring in tons and tons of money. But without the UFC, Conor McGregor isn't shit. There's a guy who's more exciting than Maddie also. Maddie, for all of his stupidity and mumbling and making me angry, he does post some great shit sometimes. Who was the guy? Michael Venom Page.
Yeah.
Pull up this motherfucker's highlight reel. Put it up on the screen, too, for us. Have you seen this guy, dude?
Yeah, the guy from... Dude, he won with a fucking toe... he fucking twisted the dude's toe or something, right? Dude, on Bellator the other day.
It's it's nuts.
A toe hold.
Dude, it's nuts what this guy does. And let me tell you something. You put the marketing machine behind this guy, okay? And but it's all the tools are there, okay?
Black dude, and he's got
black
that, like,
dude, British accent. He's from that queer part of the world. They want to put a British guy, make it full screen, Maddie. They want to put a British guy or a guy from that part of the world in a position of power. And this is why, it's another reason why Conor's so big. He's from Ireland. It's an entire market. Well, everybody from England, everybody from Ireland loves Conor McGregor. Okay, you can play it. Now, if the UFC's marketing machine was behind this guy, that's it. And he's 170 pounder. He'll probably fight at 155 in the UFC when he finally does come to the UFC. And all it takes is the UFC to tell everyone that he's the shit. He's 10-0, 9 first round knockouts, 1 decision.
So fun to watch.
Look at this guy. I mean,
can we change your name to the Notorious?
Way more exciting style than Conor McGregor.
Ooh.
Way more dynamic than Conor McGregor.
When Aldo came in, they were pitching him as a smaller Anderson Silva. Nothing like that.
God. Look at this guy.
This
dude is
fucking the small Anderson Silva.
Oh, shit.
And Anderson Silva's got nothing on this guy.
I know, yeah.
To be honest with you, this guy, his fighting style is unseen. Look at this.
Dude, that kid looks like 4 beers and 2 shots.
Not even a walkaway knockout. Just a stand there, get the fuck out of my face knockout.
God, this guy just fights world star hip hop stuff. That's his.
Look at this guy. Crazy angles, comes in.
Oh. He got tagged though.
And then look.
And bang, right? It's like a movie.
Look at this guy. Oh, throws an arm bar from a crazy angle.
Damn.
It's my last fight. All I know is that I want to take the world over.
Oh, and his name is, his initials are MVP.
Oh, it's great. Oh. MVP. Come on, dude. You can't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at him. Look at this guy. Now, granted, look, here's the deal, right? Nobody knows how good somebody is until they get to the UFC. You can keep it on, Maddie.
Oh, shit.
Look, dude, just knocks motherfuckers out, dude.
He fucking Mark Hunted him.
Look. Done. Out.
Just to let everyone know, I've just been signed to Super Fight League in India. I've been signed to another big show, Bellator in America, and hopefully you guys can look forward to me doing some big things out there as well.
This guy's dope.
Yeah, this is it. All right, you can stop it now. We get
all right, so he's the... All right, so he's our favorite now.
Well, that's the thing. All it takes is the UFC
to tell everybody how good this guy is.
Oh, of course.
Put a few packages.
I mean, they should
together.
Be doing that with who's the guy that's going to fight Caraway coming up?
What's his name?
Aljamain.
Oh yeah, I love Aljamain. He's been on my show a bunch.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's right.
Sterling, right? Yeah.
We'll get him on.
He's fighting at Brian.
We'll get him on Hammer Fisting for you. We'll get him in studio because he lives in New York. He's awesome and he's great on radio.
Yeah, he's really cool
and he's handsome. He's really handsome. Yeah, he's going to be a champion one day. He's undefeated. Right. But the truth, he also here's why
he's bummed out that he's fighting Brian. You know what I mean?
You need to have a bunch of different things, and when you got all the factors like that, you know what I'm saying? Like he's got the style, he's got the accent, he's black, he's good looking, he's charismatic, he does great interviews. You have all of those variables. All it takes is the UFC to hype him as the fucking man. Hey, Joe Rogan, say this guy's the future. That's all they do.
He is the future of the.
That's it, dude. Yeah, dude. Say he's the best fighter you've ever seen in your entire life. Rogan. Goldie. Say, oh my God, a bunch when he fucking knocks somebody out. You know, I mean, it's. That's what
they
do. Say,
hey, Goldie, say he's embracing the grind, you fucking dummy. Oh my God. Dude, that's not a verb, dipshit. That's the worst thing, dude. Yeah. Look at him in there. He's embracing the grind. Really?
Yeah.
It's like he's walking, stupid.
I think that. Conor is really fucking around with the wrong people because if he loses one more and the UFC cut him, which I would do if I was Dana, I'd be like, you know what, dude, fuck this guy. Nobody's getting bigger than my organization. Lose to Nate Diaz or lose to whoever the fuck you're going to lose to. If Frankie wins and beats Aldo, Frankie's going to beat him. Mark my words. I will take bets from anybody in the world on that. I will give you whatever odds Vegas has. I mean, dude, I know for a fact. Frankie
that little asshole over there thinks that that Connor will quote put him to sleep.
I'll fucking take that bet for sure.
What you think? Connor,
I mean, Connor's going to be the favorite. I'm sure on that fight.
You think Connor beats Frankie?
Yep.
He thinks he knocks him out. I know, ridiculous.
You are stupid.
Oh yeah, because I've lost so many fight picks against you, Lewis.
Frankie's never been knocked out. Connor is a fucking... And Frankie's fought monsters.
At 155 pounds.
At 155 pounds, monsters. Frankie gets rocked. He keeps on fucking coming forward. He's going to shoot a double on that dumb
Mick.
Yeah, I'm
familiar with Frankie Edgar.
He's
going
to take him to the ground, and he's going to fucking choke him the fuck out. Nate Diaz, who's a fucking journeyman, just pitter-patted him twice in the face. And he was like, oh, shit, I don't want to be punched in the face.
Lewis learned the word journeyman this week. If you haven't noticed.
I said it a bunch?
Yeah.
Journeyman, write it down. You know it, Manny.
He's got one of those Ward of the Day books. He just got one for
Ward of the Day toilet paper.
Oh, shit. All right, let's move on.
Now, tomorrow's going to be a slobber knocker.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's good.
What about Sunday? Or tomorrow?
No, I was making a joke about the fucking Ward of the Day book, you dipshit.
Sorry.
Matty, you're making us all angry today with your fucking stupidity and mumbling.
I thought you were bringing up the fucking fight coming up.
No.
Without Scopo here to hate, it's just all for Matty.
I know, right?
I didn't realize how much I hate Matty until today.
He texted me, dude, just take the brunt of it today.
Yeah. I can't believe fucking Scopo. I mean, let me see. Did he text me an apology? Let's see.
That's so great.
Aaron Berg just texted me legs tomorrow. Let's see. All right.
Legs tomorrow. What are you guys going to KFC?
Chris Scopo. This is at 11:59. I'm going to be 1 or 2 minutes
there
late.
There we go.
I'm going to be 1 or 2 minutes late. I'm sorry. This is at 11:59. And he wasn't 1 or 2 minutes late. He was like 5 minutes late. 4? 3?
17. We're supposed to be here 15 minutes before the show.
Thank you, Zach. I don't need to feel
not
bad
that
about
Lewis
that.
Was.
Yeah, not that Lewis was.
First of all, this is the first day that I've been, and I wasn't late. I was exactly at noon, but it was the first day that I wasn't here early in a very, very long time.
11:46 is considered late, but I get what you're saying. I know.
I fucking hate you people. Let's go with the question of the day, the Matty Jester Skulls question of the day.
It's not my
whatever it is.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for an answer. It's a question. All right. If you guys don't know, or if you want to join in on this in the future, guys, on Facebook every morning about every Friday. Well, now it's going to be every Wednesday at 10 a.m. I post Facebook posts. If you need a little advice, you want some insight into our world, you post a question below it, and we pick out the top few questions. I've got a lot of questions today. I figured we could answer a bunch of questions. Why not? Will Weber wants to know, my first child, a son, is being born on Sunday. Any real-ass advice? You guys want to give any advice?
I'd
like to. I want to know advice from a non-parent. What they would think would be good advice for another parent.
Hmm.
I don't know. I pull out. I figured that out.
Yeah, I know. Pull out.
You can still get a girl pregnant by
get
pulling out.
Get a fucking
out,
time
guys.
Machine.
Yeah.
Not with the tiny cumsies.
No,
I make.
No, no, you don't. Because if you pull out right, there's no, no. No.
Get a basket. Go to the river. Put the baby in the basket.
That's right.
And say goodbye.
Yeah. Fuck. Just be a good person, man. Just treat your. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
There's a bunch of advice. Maddie, you want to give this one a go?
I totally missed the. I was working over here. I missed the question.
It's okay. Sorry. Buddy.
I'm not gonna say.
I might look a couple bits of advice that I'd give. Number one, I mean, you guys all know I practice peaceful parenting. I believe that striking your child, and they just did a big study on this. It was a 50-year study that they collected all the data from, and they said even just a smack on the hand, just a simple spanking, could possibly have lasting damaging effects. It doesn't always, but your kid's more likely to be distant from you. Your kid's more likely to have issues in school, have anger problems, be violent toward other people. It's, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, anybody who knows anything about this, it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing, and I don't know what's worth it. If it's worth you instilling that type of those feelings in your child, if that's more valuable to you than you spending a little bit more time and having a little bit more patience with them, I don't know. I think that you're kind of an asshole. You know, I noticed the other day, like, my kid was being a fucking dick. He was being an asshole, right? We were in the backyard, and there's, like, a gate that goes to the next door backyard. So he loves to just, like, test me. He's like, I'm going to go over there, Dada. And I'm like, no, James, you can't go over there. We're going to play in our yard. And he does it over and over again. I got to kind of run up and grab him and bring him back over. And I recognized the moment. I remember the moment where I got frustrated and got angry because he wasn't listening to me. And I was like, this is the moment where a lazier parent would smack him on the ass and say, no, you're not doing that. You know, in reality, it's just lazy parenting. It is hard to be a parent, okay? It is frustrating to be a parent. You worry about your kid constantly. You want him to grow up, and you want him to listen to authority and respect authority. But there's other ways to do it. And we got into this because there was that video of the guy. You don't have to pull up the video. It's fine.
The one I had.
Yeah, the one video
the
you
The one I
up.
Had ready.
There was the guy who...
that video of Jordan Temple?
That's hilarious. The black guy, his son cut class. So this black guy puts a video on Facebook. He's like, yo, you want to cut class? You know, I'll tell you. In fact, Maddie, play some of the fucking beginning.
I can mute in the background, too, if you want.
Just play the video. You don't have to actually show the video. Just play the audio.
Okay.
This is what the guy says.
Yo, yo, yo. All right, Facebook world. So my son, 17 years old, decides he wants to go to school and cut up like he ain't got to come home and see me. Today, he walked out of the teacher's class and... Granted, I know teachers be fucked up, so I let him know he could walk out of class. But call me, so I'm on your side.
Shitty parenting.
All day went by, he didn't call. So now, it's discipline time, because he didn't do what I told him to do. He chooses to do what he wants to do. Now, for y'all that got kids, teenagers, girls, I don't know. I got sons, and I treat them like men. And he gonna get this work like a young man, which is twofold. Discipline for not following my directions. Secondly, teaching him how to defend himself.
All right, so fast forward a little bit. So he brings this 17-year-old kid out. A little more, Maddie. Let's get to the point where he's...
Lamont, get down here.
Yeah, can anyone translate? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. Maybe this kid's fucked up because his dad's the kind of guy who sits at home and makes YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the fact that he says, yo, I know teachers can be fucked up. It's like, no. I mean, no, dude. Typically, and look, I guess, yes, they can. But your kid at that point, if you've taught him to respect authority, you're not sending him the message, yo, yeah, if you don't like what your teacher says, cut up. But come home and tell me.
Fight his kid?
Yeah, Maddie, just fast forward to the fucking boxing.
Yeah, we don't need the intros.
That's what the jab for. The jab is to hide the punch. Come on, stop acting stupid. You know what to do here.
I think the most fucked up part about this is that he decided to put it on YouTube. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, he fucked him up. Show the end of the video. Niggas don't have to... they show the kid.
When a teenager.
Go ahead.
You don't get that belt and whoop...
Where'd they show the kid?
Hey, I cut up in school. My dad don't play that shit. I don't get belt whoopings. We put on gloves. Right, let him know.
We're good.
Let him know. You reeking like a mother.
So, yeah, you're leaking like a motherfucker. I mean, he
yeah, there's probably a reason this kid's shitty.
Yeah, huh. this kid's going to go fucking be a violent gang member, end up in prison, because that's what his dad teaches him, okay? And
is he in trouble, right, for that?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Yeah, they took the kid.
Yeah, the dad got arrested. So,
fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's, look, at the end of the day, man, you know, it's your job to protect your kid, man. I don't know. I can't say it enough. It's your job to make sure that no harm comes to your kid, physically, emotionally, or otherwise. That's physical.
Some walkout music. You know what I mean? Fuck, dude.
That's physical and emotional abuse. This kid's embarrassed. He's going to fucking be made fun of in school. He's going to probably get into fights with other kids now. This kid's got no fucking chance. And this idiot father...
He ruined a nice white T-shirt.
Yeah. This idiot father, you know, he thinks he's doing a lesson for him. And that's almost like a problem. You know, I legitimately really feel like it's a problem. And somebody called into the countdown because we were talking about this in the countdown. And they were like, well, how would you discipline your kid? I was like, yeah, it's harder. But what I try to do is I try to show him the other extreme. Like, I fucking show my kid so much love. I hug him. I kiss him. I tell him that I'm proud of him. Anything he does, if he's spelling words on the refrigerator with the little magnets, like, I show him so much love for the things that he does right that I'm – when he eventually – he does fuck up – When I show him that I'm disappointed in him, I'm gonna hope that that hurts him more than punching him in the face over and over again. And I think that's the way to do it. Show your fucking kid love, dude. That's it. Show your kid as much love as possible. I mean, it's so important for kids to be hugged,
right,
to be fucking read to. I mean, these are the things that you need to do with your kid. This type of shit, you know, even as simple as spanking. My sister sent me a text message to fuck with me because she knows how passionate I get about this shit. But she was like, my neighbor said I should start pricking my daughter. Her daughter's 9 months old. Pricking her daughter's finger with a needle, a sewing needle, to teach her the importance of the word no. And I was like, what type of fucking person would prick a baby's finger? A baby. Because you're lazy and you don't want to deal with it. It's just pure fucking laziness. So the one bit of advice I can give anybody, and, you know, look, people can disagree all they want. Most people do disagree. Something like 70, 75% of people in the country spank their kids. Corporal punishment is legal in 18 states in schools, which is fucking bananas.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a kid or whatever. Don't send your little violent dickhead out into the world where he's going to go and be violent towards other people. So that's where it does become my business. It's not like I hate to preach to people and how they raise their kids, but it's kind of my business, dude. If you're creating a little violent asshole, then he's going to have to go fucking into the real world and he's going to be a kid who's maybe violent toward my kid. And I don't fucking play that shit, you know? So that's the advice that I can give you. Yeah, it's just unfortunate. You look at this fucking kid, dude. He's embarrassed. He's beat up. He's, you know, he's got no chance.
Peaceful parenting.
And then, you know what? Fucking the father, you know, now this kid goes into a foster home. His other kids go into a foster home. What the fuck did you just do to your kids? Now they're that much more likely to become, dude, people that are in foster homes, much more likely to be violent, much more likely to be criminals. The entire
system. Now this kid's going
to
get adopted by Cat Williams.
But the whole system is fucked up and broke. And I believe that in the black and Hispanic community, the amount that, in the black community specifically, it's something like 15% more when they do studies on this, hit their kids or use physical discipline on their kids. And I think that that's a major contributor to violence in the black community and what's keeping black people down. I really do.
Lewis, so. Have you been boxing your father's ghost before every set you do?
That's why he shadow boxes. He's having another round with his pops.
That was funny, Zach. That was a good one.
That's what that is.
Rich Lewis wants to know, of all the things you quit, smoking alcohol, weed, and anything else, which has been the toughest? Tinkle, you can answer this. What's been tougher for you, the drugs or the alcohol? You never smoked cigarettes, right?
No, I used to. But then, oh, yeah, I smoked for like 10 years, and then I had really bad asthma attacks, so I had to stop. And then I started again for some random Tuesday for no reason. I smoked for another 3 years, and then I got asthma bad again. So I can't smoke because I'll die very quickly.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think they're all, I don't know. I kind of did them all, like, I would kind of, like, do one a lot, and then I would, like, oh, man, I'm smoking too much weed. I better start drinking. Chill yeah. out. I just kind of do that. So they're all kind of hard, I guess. But I think weed, probably, if I have to guess one.
Yeah, weed for me, too, because I legitimately loved weed. Yeah. I never loved drinking. I loved marijuana. I really did. I fucking, it was just the type of thing where the whole process, rolling a joint, you know, fucking, you're putting it in the grinder, packing a bowl, rolling a blunt, packing the bong, doing an ice bong hit or a gravity bong hit. I just got into the stupid pothead.
You fall in love
culture.
With the ritual.
Yeah, the whole ritual. Yeah, you're right. And there was no, like, for the drinking, it was like
even, like, when you cheat on a trick, it's also finding a girl, texting with her.
It's a very big part of it.
It's the ritual.
The hunt is – dude, I've never met up with a girl from Tinder, but I love going on Tinder and just swiping and then talking to chicks and being like – and getting them to want to come and meet me one day. And I'm like, yeah, it's never going to happen. You know, but that hunt, just the getting the yes out of them in itself was half the enjoyment for it. You know, but yeah, the weed was really hard. Cigarettes were really hard too. I mean, cigarettes, because you can just walk down the street smoking them. And when I stopped smoking cigarettes, it was a weird thing because it felt like I was doing something. When I was doing nothing, I was just wasting money and giving myself cancer. Yeah. But it felt like you were doing something. So there was this weird boredom when you stop smoking cigarettes where I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself right now. Whenever I was just alone with my thoughts, I'm like, all right, let me light up a cigarette. I'll go outside and have a smoke. Or, you know, it's a very social thing as well. You go have a puff with somebody. So
it's also nice to get out of a conversation.
Yeah.
Or to get outside. Yeah.
I need a cigarette.
That's a good one. To see your hate manifest in smoke when you're out, like, that fucking idiot. And, like, whew, yeah. That's a good feeling.
Ray Brito wants to know advice for another podcaster. I live in Florida, and we got a sick-ass podcast called the Gallows Humor Podcast.
Guys, let's be the fucking judge of that, buddy.
Go check out the Gallows Humor Podcast. You put it on for a second, Maddie.
Great. It's officially more...
What?
Exposure than mine has gotten.
Why don't you just plug your podcast?
Yeah, whatever.
Why don't you play this game, Maddie, and write a question to us? And tell us how great your podcast is.
It's actually
this fucking dude figured out how to do it.
He's just got a different name. What's the thing again?
Gallows Humor Podcast.
Gallows Humor Podcast. Really quick, I'll give you a little bit of advice before we pull up a clip for you. Consistency. Putting out the podcast every single week, the exact same time. Number one most important factor. People know that they can get this podcast Fridays at noon. And remember, next week starting, it'll be Wednesdays at noon. Every single
episode
week.
Episode one.
Is that all they have? Is that
they have one episode?
And they've figured it out.
He's right. They have a very, very solid podcast.
Good, play it.
I'll get one of those loudspeakers and I'll yell, "Attention must be paid. Look at me. Look at me." Just over and over again until a big minute.
Do they have an intro? Go to the beginning, Maddie.
Two followers, one track.
Who knows?
I read it's SoundCloud, dude.
Two.
Yeah. It's SoundCloud. It's just the worst.
We are a third of his listening audience.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, just play it. It's fine.
There we go. I got it.
All right, that's kind of cool.
It's like all some right. John Carpenter soundtrack.
Welcome
shit.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi. This is the... I'm just going to intro it for you guys real quick. This is the... the Travis Allen Ray Burritos of Terrible Asshole Podcast.
That's the new name. I got to change the logos, actually.
You got to work on it.
Yeah.
Put a different font. Okay, make it look like, because it's my podcast, so I want you to really represent.
Get rid of the guy giggling a bunch. Oh, God.
I think.
You guys want Chris Scopo?
Yeah.
No, let's see. All right, go to the middle.
I'm the host, Ray Burrito. I don't know why I'm being, but I was like, just horribly. Yeah, I wasn't fat. I was just horribly out of shape, and I never did any sports. All I did was play Sega, so I was like this skinny white Cuban kid. Well,
get that girl a better mic.
I come to you, skinny white Cuban is actually that's my coffee I get at Starbucks.
It's not a bad joke.
I would like a skinny
didn't
white
deserve
Cuban,
that laugh.
Please.
That's why I got you on the podcast.
The girl in the back is loving that joke.
Christian Moore bailed.
He's
I'm
terrible.
Just kidding. He's terrible. He's the worst. God. No,
did you know that Christian Moore is actually? All right,
I've heard enough. Yeah, dude. I mean, the advice I give you is do it every week, and then keep on doing it. I mean, you're not going to really have a great podcast until you develop a dynamic with somebody. And one of the things that I love about this show and why it's gotten good is because it's an ensemble. I think when you bring in guests and you change it up a lot with different guests all the time, it does make it a little more difficult to develop that rhythm. You know, this is why Marissa and James Mattern, they're doing their podcast. They were going to bring in a guest on week two, and I was like, don't. I was like, I mean, it's their show. They can do whatever they want. But I was like, don't bring in a guest because you guys are just getting used to each other and you got a really good thing.
Yeah.
And it could be a really great thing if you develop a strong relationship with each other.
That's not up there. It's just...
Okay, got it. So, you know, that's what I think. Those are the two bits of advice. I would say don't worry. Get somebody else that you really like talking to, that you guys have a natural dynamic. Obviously have the best equipment possible. You know, we're no longer at a time. If you want to actually have a successful podcast, you can't have shitty audio. You can't have one mic being louder than the other one. You make sure that you guys, you know, you're doing sound checks. You're doing everything absolutely necessary in order to make the product sound as professional as possible. And it's not that expensive. You know, just don't skim on those things. If you're ready to do a show and you're ready to put it out in the world, make sure you guys have every factor there. You have nice microphones. You have good equipment. And make sure that you develop a dynamic with the person. You don't need to have guests every single week. To be honest with you, some of the biggest podcasts that are on iTunes don't have guests at all.
Yeah.
You know, some of them do. Like Rogan does an interview. You know, if you're doing an interview show, that's a different story. But this isn't an interview show. You know, a lot of the times, like you know, SDR show or Legion of Skanks, sometimes it's contingent on how good the guest is. Legion of Skanks, we don't even let it be contingent on that. We just will ignore the guests if they're not going to jump in and do what we do. Because we have such a strong dynamic. We were legitimately best friends for years before we started doing a podcast together. And it takes a lot, dude. I mean, knowing each other's rhythms and how each other talk, like,
yeah.
I can see when Zach is ready to deliver a joke because we've just done this 100 times, you know? So I'll be talking, and then I'm like, I know Zach's about to pop in. And that takes a long time to develop that skill. But, yeah, that's the advice I could give you on that. Stephen Scalies wants to know, did going out to L.A. briefly make you regret not moving out there a few years ago? No, I've been to L.A. like 5 times since I was planning on moving. And, no, I don't regret it at all. You know, Tinkle, do you regret not moving to L.A. instead of New York?
No.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, I always figured I'm going to end up there at some point.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to live here. And then, no. I think there's more like writing stuff out here anyway.
I think that, New York makes you a fucking beast, you know, and I was moving out there for the wrong reasons. I think that, you know, you look at everything that you do, it all kind of happens for a reason. You know, I said this a while ago, like, there's been a bunch of shit that's happened in my career, right? And things that I was really bummed out about early in my career that I didn't get or shit that didn't happen. You know, I wouldn't be right here right now doing what I'm doing. And I don't know that I'd be as successful as I am if I had moved out to L.A. a few years ago. I might have started over. I might have not met some of the amazing people that I met. I might not have a lot of the opportunities that I've had. I mean, you know, there's things that I'm working on.
You would have sold a lot of gym memberships. I really would have.
I'm working on some pretty amazing stuff right now, and that there's no chance that that would have happened. And I don't, you know, who knows? You turn left one day instead of turning right, where you could be. I might be a fucking billionaire at this point. Who knows? But at this point, I try to live my life not really regretting anything. You know?
Yeah.
I always talk about my kid. You know, it's like everything, dude. Like the fist fight I got into in middle school with, you know, Nick Giacoli, and got beat up that time, and I was so embarrassed, right? But then I go, okay, well, if that fist fight never happened, my life could have went off on a completely different trajectory, and I wouldn't have my kid today. It might not be a stand-up comic, and I might not be sitting here right now. You know, I'm a hippie when it comes to, like, chaos theory and butterfly effect and all that shit. I really, truly believe it, you know? So everything that's happened, my dad being dead, you know, I don't miss him for a second, because if my dad was alive, there is 0% chance I would have my son. 0%. I would have never moved to Rockland County. I would have never, my life would have never went the way that it went. And now I got this amazing kid, and I'm a stand-up comedian doing what I love and doing my dream. It's like, no, I wouldn't go back in time and not have my dad get stabbed to death. I mean, that just is what it is. I don't think it was a good dude either.
Wow.
Couldn't take a stab, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Fernando Moreno wants to know, why isn't Dan Soder more famous than he is? Dan's going to be a fucking star. You should know that. Dan's been doing comedy for about as long as I have, 11 years. He's lapped me 3 times over. He's got an hour Comedy Central special coming out on May 21st. So Dan's going to be a fucking, you know, a rock star. That guy, he's destined. I remember like 6 years ago, me and Dan getting hammered at a bar on the Upper West Side. And he's like, dude. He was like, I'm going to be fucking the next Bill Burr. Like, he had a moment of just being drunk and fucking, but he probably will be. He's so likable and funny that he's probably going to have a crazy career like that.
Dude, I just realized that if you were in Back to the Future, you would go back and just watch your father get stabbed.
Yeah. High five the guy.
Yeah, you all know it's going to end up better, actually. Just keep going.
It's true. Let's see. All right, this guy asked this question 2 weeks in a row, so I want to answer it for him. And Tinkle, everyone can answer this. Some comics refer to themselves as headliners, even though they don't really have a fan base or don't draw any at any clubs. What's your take, Lewis? What defines a headliner? In my opinion, these people are just middle acts with big egos. Thanks for keeping it real. You can go around. What do you consider a headliner, Zach?
A headliner is somebody that has an hour and can close shows and does so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. But also, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I guess so. But then you also have, yeah, if you say you're a headliner and then they go, well, how come we haven't seen you on,
yeah,
you know, doing your hour on.
Anybody who's calling themselves a headliner who's saying that, you go like, all right, well, you better have a special. You better be drawing on the road. I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to be so attached to these titles. Like, is Mike Lawrence an open micer because he still does open mics?
No.
Mike Lawrence headline shows. You know, it's a label. I get the thing, and I get why to some comics it's annoying. But yeah, when I headline, I'm the headliner. Do I refer to myself as a headliner? No, that would be stupid.
Yeah, anytime I have, it's because I felt the size of my dick was being threatened by somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you need to kind of...
And then I immediately was like, that was douchey.
Yeah, it's kind of a douchey thing. The labels, we're fucking comics. You know what I'm saying? And we're all fighting this thing, and... You know, a guy who's been doing comedy for a month is fighting the same battle that a comic's been doing for 10 years. You know, it's a difficult thing, and there's challenges. So I think that, you know, what do I define as a headliner? Somebody who headlines. Yeah. If you're going out even a few times a year and you're headlining gigs on the road, yeah, you're a headliner. You can headline. You know, that I got into an argument with Joe List about the term professional comedian. We got into a whole fucking big argument about it. Because I said, in order for you to consider yourself a professional comedian, that's what you have to do in order to make your money. You have to do comedy or something comedy related. You're a writer or you're working, you know, as a, you know, a fucking, an actor or whatever it is.
But warm up on a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you're making your money in the business of funny, I consider you a professional stand-up comedian. If you're an Uber driver... and that's where you're making the majority of your money, but then, you know, you're also making a decent amount of money, you know, going on the road and featuring or whatever it is. You're still a comic. It's just a label. I mean, and it's also just my stupid perspective. You know, it's we're just putting a label on it. But no, do I consider you a professional? No, I consider you a guy who drives an Uber who does stand-up comedy as well. You're a comic still. You might be 15 times as funny as some headliners out there that have been doing it and been on TV 100 times. It's not really downplaying how funny somebody is. So these are all just labels. But yeah, I mean, when I headline, I'm a headliner. When I fucking feature, I'm a feature. When I open, I'm an opener. You know, I mean, it is what it is. So, and yeah, I draw, quote unquote, more than a lot of dudes that just headline on the road. I have actual fans that come from these podcasts and Legion of Skanks and radio. Yeah, but am I more of a headliner than a guy who's just headlines every weekend? No, I mean, look, it depends on what your definition is. All right, last question. Are you and Ant going to have a podcast to discuss sobriety as well as the future of LOS and Tax? I personally love both shows and would love to see you guys work things out. Love you, nigga. Peace. No, we're probably not going to do that on a podcast. I couldn't imagine Legion of Skanks working out on Anthony Comedia Network, though. To be honest with you, if you guys just want the inside information, we're coming down to the wire. I had a conversation with Keith, a friendly conversation finally the other day. And it doesn't seem like they're going to be willing to give us what we're looking for. And that's not a knock on them at all. You know, they have a business model that they run, and we have a business that we run. Legion of Skanks in itself is a business. You know, I treat Legion of Skanks like a business. We have merch, we have a fan base, we make money off of it. In my opinion, it's a business. So if we can't make our goals align, we can't make our goals align. But it's not a knock on Anthony Cumia or the network. I would love to be able to continue going Anthony Cumia's network with regularity. I'm a big fan of Anthony, and I really like broadcasting with him. And who knows? You know, if we don't work it out now, maybe if Jim Norton comes on board in October, or they have some huge, crazy influx of money where they're willing to kind of give us what we want, we'd be willing to do that. But I at this stage, I couldn't imagine it happening.
And it's also important that you guys are all in very different places than you were a year ago.
Yeah, 100%. Jay is probably making twice the amount of money that he was making a year ago. He's got an hour special coming out. Dave is on television literally two or three times a week now. He is working out deals with Fox and talking to them about developing his own shows. I've literally three projects in development right now. I just met with The Rock's production partner 2 days ago.
For, is that Brian?
Yeah, yeah. Because me and Soto wrote a professional wrestling script. You know, I mean, we have a lot of shit going on, and you know, we think that the show is worth a certain amount, and if they don't think it is, that's that. So we'll see what happens. It's definitely not. We're meeting next week, so we're gonna officially have an answer very, very soon. But if you guys want the insight on the Real Ass Podcast, I don't think it's gonna happen, in my opinion, at this stage. So. All right, let's wrap this one up, guys. Make sure, once I'll plug it one more time, go to creeklic.com. Grab your tickets for Skankfest. Skankfest is going to be June 18th and June 19th. Plus, the entire week leading up to Skankfest is Skank Week. We already got the New York Comedy Club involved. Stand Up New York's going to be involved. A bunch of comedy clubs around New York City are going to be having special shows that you guys can have access to if you're VIP pass holder. So if you're a New Yorker or you're going to be in the area that week, it's going to be a ton of fucking fun. Beyond that, make sure you follow everyone on Twitter at Chris Tinkle with a K, at Zach is not funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at Jester Skulls as well. Check out Maddie's podcast, on the Spectrum.
Yeah, thank you guys.
On the Spectrum with Maddie Jester Skulls, who he's fucking. Maddie's actually an under the radar, really good podcast host. When I put, he gets nervous around me because he's great on Part of the Problem, but as soon as I put him on the spot, he starts to mumble like a jerk off. But he's got a really good show, and he's obviously on Part of the Problem. Check out all the other shows, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Once again, use the promo code RAP, RAP. You get a 2-week free trial. You save $1 per month on it. If you don't like it after 2 weeks, just cancel. You guys don't have to continue to do it. You know, and this is the last free stream on YouTube, guys. So if you guys want to enjoy the show free, this is the fucking show, man. All right. Love you guys. We're out.
That's all, folks.